The General Assembly is again taking up legislation that would make Maryland a sanctuary state. The controversial bill is designed to protect undocumented immigrants from being reported to ICE after interactions with police. And with state lawmakers grappling over broader changes to policing this session, WYPR's Rachel Bay reports that advocates are hoping the bill will finally see some success.
Claudia Ramos was driving in Hyattsville, her three kids in the car, when she was rear-ended. The police came, took the driver's information, then let the other two cars involved in the accident leave, but not Ramos.
La policía me retuvo allí durante una hora y media.
Police helped me for over an hour.
Y apareció ICE.
And ICE showed up.
Ramos is from El Salvador, but has lived in Maryland since 2005. She spoke through a translator with the Senate Judicial Proceedings Committee in January. She said Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, handcuffed her and detained her in Baltimore for the day. That was 2 years ago, but she is still fighting her deportation case.
Esta experiencia con la policía no solo me ha traumatizado a mí, sino también a mis hijos.
This experience with the police has not only traumatized me, but has also traumatized my children.
A bill before the House Judiciary Committee today would bar state and local police from asking someone their immigration status or detaining them while they look into it. Police would also be prohibited from holding someone based solely on a request from ICE. Delegate Juanica Fisher, a Montgomery County Democrat, is sponsoring the bill.
It really shouldn't be controversial because it's really about public safety. It's about folks in our community, regardless of status, reporting crimes, testifying in court, feeling comfortable in our schools, in our courthouses, in our hospitals, and the like.
Except it is controversial. Similar bills have languished in committee in past years. During a committee hearing on the Senate version of the bill, the sheriffs from Frederick and Harford counties opposed a provision that would end the county's partnerships with ICE, including what's known as the 287G program.
This program has kept our streets safer.
Frederick County Sheriff Charles Jenkins.
Since 2008, this program has been very effective, removing 1,582 criminals from our streets, placing them in removal proceedings. 111 of those were validated criminal gang members, mostly affiliated with MS-13.
Senator Robert Cassilly, a Republican from Harford County, said the bill would prevent police from capturing dangerous criminals. He described a scenario in which a suspected gang member enters the United States illegally.
You can't obtain a judicial warrant based upon that some FBI guy, a source that somebody was saying something, a wiretap somewhere in El Salvador.
In his scenario, the gang member gets arrested on a minor gun charge, but is released because the police don't honor a request from ICE. However, a November study by a political scientist at Stanford University found that sanctuary policies like this have had no measurable impact on crime in the cities and counties that have already passed them. Juanica Fisher, the sponsor, is a first-generation American. Her parents are immigrants. She says the bill isn't just about undocumented immigrants, but also about green card holders.
And ICE enforcement deals with people with legal statuses every day. At any time, your position of being in a country can feel vulnerable. And so I know until my parents naturalized in my early teenage years, they were immigrants with U.S. citizen children.
Senator Will Smith, who is both the sponsor of the Senate version of the bill and the chair of the Judicial Proceedings Committee considering it, said he fully expects the bill to make it to the full Senate for a vote. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.